snowy greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm F. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. An early winter blizzard has hit the North Pole today, which is not an unusual occurrence given the time of year, but its timing is disruptive to several scheduled events. Here with an update on the forecast is the head elf in the weather department, Elf Seymour Snow. Seymour, how long is this weather event scheduled to last?
Frank, this storm is going to stick around a little while. We'll see it intensify Friday and into the weekend. Then it's just going to dump the snow for the next 11 days. After that, there may be a brief break before we see another system park over us. I'm afraid the traditional December of white Christmas that we sometimes see at the North Pole is here to stay, Frank.
I was afraid you'd say that. Thanks, Seymour. Let's check in now with my radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy, for his evaluation of what all this weather means for the North Pole. Crash, does this really bring concern for the reindeer games?
Only for those who want to watch the reindeer games, Frank. The reindeer, well, they'll love it. It'll fire them up. The only problem will be for the judges who have to decide on those close finishes and such.
What about the elf parade, Crash? Will this diminish enthusiasm for those elves who participate?
No, we're kind of like the reindeer, Frank. We get up for the challenge, so I'm guessing a lot of those tracks are going to be retrofit with skis and huge balloon tires and stuff like that. Maybe even some dog sleds, which is a popular option for those showing off in the parade. The ones to be sorry for are those kids in the marching bands, Frank. You ever try to play a tuba in a blizzard?
I can't say that I have, Crash. Are these conditions, well, aren't they a bit extreme for things like parades and football?
What are you talking about, Frank? Football was made for blizzards. I expect more people at the Turkey Bowl than ever before.
Okay, Crash, it all sounds so festive and freezing. Watch yourself out there. From the North Pole, where we will be reporting on these events indoors, like sane people do, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.